Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. I'm J.P. Shadrick, and today is April 25th. Here's a look around the Jags organization and plenty to get to today. It's draft week. You might have heard about that. And we have plenty of coverage coming up on Jaguars Media this week, including a recap of last Friday's final media contact with Coughlin, Caldwell, and Marrone. That's coming up on this podcast. But we'll also go away from the field and get to our first part of our visit with musicians Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. Tedeschi Trucks Band will open Daly's Place Saturday, May 27th, but they are massive Jaguars fans as well. In the first part of our visit, which you'll hear today, we'll discuss Jags football and their connection to the organization. They're season ticket members, and they follow the team very closely. That part of the conversation is coming up. Now to the Jaguars, the offseason program continues with the second week of Phase 1 this week. Veterans are in for workouts and a little field work, but coaches are not allowed on the field or in the weight room. There's also work in the meeting rooms with the coaching staff, so the important early parts of installation are underway. So far, the schedule has been player work days 4 days a week with Wednesdays off for the most part. All the work, though, is voluntary, and it remains voluntary until the mandatory minicamp, which is the week of Monday, June 12th. That's the middle week of the month of June. The NFL draft starts Thursday night. You might have heard by now that the Jags hold the number 4 overall pick. Last Friday, Coughlin, Caldwell, and Marrone held the annual pre-draft media luncheon, and for the last on-the-record opportunity for the media to speak with them, could there be a trade? Are the calls for a trade for real? Well, this isn't Tom Coughlin's first rodeo.
You know, throughout the preparation, you have to talk about that, possibilities of that, possibilities of people trying to come up. You know, all the different scenarios that go along with the draft. But you just have to be ready for that. You get calls. Are they authentic? Or is it true interest? Who knows? But this is the time of the year when pretty much each club will have somebody assigned to make the calls and generate interest if interest is there. And so it happens.
For General Manager Dave Caldwell, when a trade does finally present itself, it might not always be the best option. For example, in last year's draft.
Well, it depends on the year. Like, we had opportunity last year to move down, but obviously we decided to take Jalen. So it depends on who's there and what the talent is in the top 4 or 5 picks. And if there's a team that covets a guy, well, it's easier than if there's not. So I think in general, most teams are looking at where we're looking at. So I'm sure every team has more than one guy that they like. So There may be a couple teams that have specific needs that are willing to come up. So it's different from year to year.
The offensive line, especially the guard position, has been thrown around as a need for the Jaguars, maybe not in the first round, but at some point early in the draft. What does former offensive lineman, O-line coach, and now head coach Doug Marrone look for in a potential offensive line draft pick?
I mean, I always look for the same thing. I'm looking for, big, strong, fast, intelligent, as big as they can be, as fast as they can be, looking for intelligence. Just trying to get the best player available for our team.
Kind of a broad answer there, which was a theme of last Friday's media luncheon, by the way. But something to remember here as well. The Jags have used different input for this process in looking at offensive linemen. Pat Flaherty, the longtime Coughlin assistant, is the O-line coach with Tony Sperano Jr. as the O-line assistant. Tony Boselli was involved in the interview process for prospects for the team at the NFL Scouting Combine, sitting in during visits in the team's interview suite. But also Chris Snee, the former Giants offensive lineman, who was also Coughlin's son-in-law. Snee was a 4-time Pro Bowler and a first-team All-Pro selection back in 2008, while playing his whole career with Big Blue. That means there were a lot of different perspectives bringing input here during the pre-draft process, so it will be interesting to see the fruits of that labor in the draft, if there are any, on the offensive line. Each year, NFL teams have the option for fans to announce later selections of the NFL draft. And this year, once again, a London fan will have the opportunity to announce one. And this year, according to a tweet from Jags PR man Tad Dickman earlier this week, a pick will be announced from TPC Sawgrass in Pontevedra, only a couple of weeks ahead of the players. Pretty cool. More details of that are due out soon. Now to the schedule over the next couple of days on the busiest week of the offseason for our coverage. Jaguars.com Live airs on the team site Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Osher and I will be here in Jacksonville while Brian Sexton reports live from Philadelphia at the NFL Draft a day ahead of the first round. On Thursday, the Bud Light Draft Party on radio on 1010XL from 6 to 10 p.m. with Frank Franti, Jeff Loggeman, Tony Baselli, our entire crew, and then in stadium, the Bud Light Draft Party presented by PRI Productions. It's at Everbank Field, the start time at 6 o'clock. Free tickets available at Jaguars.com. You can see the in-stadium show on the world's largest video board from 6 to 7, including visits with current and former Jags players. And then the television show, the Bud Light Draft Show on Action News Jacksonville from 7 to 8. That'll simulcast in the stadium as well, featuring pre-draft interviews with Coughlin, Marone, and Caldwell. And then immediately after the pick, Jaguars.com coverage will simulcast in the stadium with instant analysis of the Jags selection at number 4 overall or wherever they end up. That instant coverage will come after every Jaguars pick of the 2017 draft. Check it out all weekend on Jaguars.com. Now to Daly's Place. We're about a month out from the opening of the amphitheater with the first show scheduled for Saturday, May 27th. And the opening act is about as fitting as it comes to open a new venue in Jacksonville, Tedeschi Trucks Band. They are three studio albums in and just released their second live album and live DVD, live from the Fox, Oakland. Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks visited Everbank Field this past Friday to see the construction progress and to talk music and football with us. Next week, we'll get into the music business with them, but on draft week, it's all about their love for the Jags and their history with the organization. The husband and wife team are based here in Jacksonville. They're season ticket members, and here's the first part of our conversation from last Friday inside Everbank Field at the U.S. Assure Club West.
First of all, you got the Jags shirt on. We're inside Everbank Field.
That's right.
You got massive Jags fans, right? This is cool.
Yeah, from the first year. Susan actually played the kickoff party down at Tortugas at the beach the first year.
Yeah, at the little amphitheater.
I've been coming to games every year since the first year. My dad had season tickets down in the corner for the first year, and we took over around 2003 and been bouncing around, but we're here. My son has seen a lot of Jags losses. I saw the wins early on, but it's fun because when they hit 500, it's going to be like the Super Bowl. He's ready.
it's tough, right? Because you want the team to win. It's been a struggle as of late. We're trying to change that now with TC back in the building.
It's good to have him back. It's good to have him back.
No but doubt.
The word on the street is he's whipping everything into shape around here.
We were talking before the interview here. You're from Boston, Susan.
I am.
Are you still a Patriots fan?
No.
Let's just cut through the chase.
I am not a Patriots fan.
She's been converted.
I've actually been a Jags fan since I played in 95 for the opening. And I got to meet Tom Coughlin then. And I think that's why they hired me is because I was from Boston, but I had played Jacksonville. So I have the Boston Jags kind of connection. So I've been a fan since they started here.
Well, you're totally done with the Patriots now, right?
Let's just get it out of your blood.
Root for the Sox.
My family's mad at me, but they have plenty of Patriot fans. They need more Jag fans, and I live here.
Yeah.
Been here 17 years now. So
she left at the wrong time, right? When she left.
Everybody
Patriots
started
land,
winning.
They started
the
winning.
Red Sox won. Everybody started winning.
It happens.
But I know I told them maybe I shouldn't root for the Jags so they can start winning.
No, we don't want that. No. We want to win, yes. We need your fandom.
Should be back to Boston.
Come on.
Well, us Bostonians are kind of, superstitious. So.
Are you?
Yeah.
You remember your first game, Derek?
I don't remember the first game. I remember the tailgate parties that my dad would throw. They won a few of those contests. They got sent to Minnesota for a game. They would hire bands and play out in the parking lot. They'd tie into the old firehouse over there. It got silly. But I remember a lot of those early games. I remember that missed field goal, the Morton Anderson field goal.
Sure.
That's one of the better sporting events I've ever been to. This place just lost its mind.
Yeah,
it was wonderful. But there were some good days, man, the early Brunel days, the Keenan Jimmy days, the Fred and Maurice together. There's been some talented players here. It's fun
really,
to watch.
Really
of
fun.
Those guys, who's your favorite Jag all time here? Because you started in 95 as a Jags fan, right? What do you think?
I don't know. I really like...
There's four names in the book.
I know. I really like Fred Taylor, of course.
Yeah.
And then
MJD
Jimmy Smith
was fun.
But Jones Drew, I think, because our kids, when they were little, that was kind of their favorite.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah. And he was one of those guys you were always rooting for. You wanted to see him, maybe go to the Super Bowl.
I think right now it's Telvin Smith, though. I love that guy.
Oh, he's a Seminole. You guys are Noel fans,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and he just plays hard, fifth-round pick. Every time you see him interviewed, I like that guy. he's got it together.
Big year for him, for sure. Contract year for Telvin. Big year for the Jets.
He's going to play good this year, I have a feeling.
I hope so. Yeah. We need everybody to play well.
It's going to be a good year. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun this year.
Who's faster? Are you faster? Can you run like Telton?
No, I'm not fast.
Susan?
No. The Truxes are not fast.
Play guitar faster.
We have great hand eye. I can still throw a baseball, hit one.
We can hit.
I can't run. I can never run.
Yeah. We can, you know, when it comes to certain things.
Right.
You can throw a pretty good football, though.
That's right.
You have a nice spiral.
I have a good jump shot, but I'm not fast. Not fast.
You've seen the schedule, I guess, for 2017 came out just recently.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like the way it starts. I think we could get ahead quick, which would be nice. Because we've had some brutal first 5-6 weeks the last few years.
Yeah.
I mean, starting with Green Bay. And this year's good, though. I like Houston, Tennessee to start it off. I think it's going to be good. It seems like some of the harder games are backloaded, so maybe we have some momentum. We'll be sniffing 500, I think.
Oh, look at that. I like that.
I like
optimism.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be a good year.
You got to stay positive. These guys work so hard, you know, and they get so close. I think this is going to be the year they actually get over that little hump. Because, you know, they had a lot of close games, even against Green Bay last year early on. I thought they should have won that game. So, and hopefully with the coaching, switching it up, maybe that'll make a big difference.
Stadium has evolved over the years. You both have been coming to games. So we're sitting in the U.S. Assure Club, which didn't exist 2 years ago.
Yep.
And there's spa cabanas up on the north end, the video boards. What's your favorite addition to the stadium? Outside of Daly's Place, it's coming.
Right.
Well, we did Cabana 1 for the first 2 years and had a blast up there.
I bet.
Yeah, that was great.
It was a lot of fun.
We moved back in. We feel like the football's about to get really good again, so we want to be near the 50-yard line. You could kind of feel there was going to be a few soft years, so we're like, let's go drink beer in the cabana. We're still going to show up, but I feel like it's going to get good, so we're back at the 50-yard line or close to it. But, yeah, I love this place, man. I saw Michael Jackson here on the Thriller Tour.
Oh,
really?
84, 85. So.
Oh, back in the old city.
Oh, way back, Gator Bowl. So, and seen a lot of good games here over the years, a few good shows. I like this place. It's evolving. I mean, the video boards are awesome.
Unbelievable.
The pools are fun to check out from time to time.
I remember a couple years ago I got to sing the anthem here, and it was against the Titans, and it was the only home game we won that year.
That's right.
So if you guys want to win more home games, get me to sing the anthem.
Every
we'll
single home game.
Yeah, the malarkey after the game is like, what are you doing the rest of the season?
I was like, come on, let's do it.
It's 2012. That's right. That was a little while ago.
Yeah.
It was. That was a long time ago. Justin Blackman was here.
Yep. It's been a little while.
Still our daughter's favorite player is Blackman.
Mm-hmm.
He had a few amazing games here, and she ran into him, met him twice, once at the airport coming back from the rookie symposium, and he was the sweetest guy.
And they both rode horses.
Yeah.
They had that in common.
And then he ran into her on the field a few months later and remembered her, which just blew her mind. I was like, what a sweet guy. So.
Yeah.
She's still rocking number 14. She wears that jersey.
That's really great. If you have a connection with a guy, that's how it works. Of the current Jaguars, who's the favorite? Who's your favorite Jaguar right now on this team?
I like Jalen Ramsey.
You said Tony.
Yeah.
I like Jalen Ramsey.
We like the Noles. I mean, but they're amazing players. They're fun to watch.
He is
dynamic
fun.
Players.
I think he's really going to do some magic this year. I'm hoping.
But there's some really rootable players on this team. Everyone loves Paz. He's the ultimate team player, it seems. I love the receivers too. The two Allens are great, and I think Marquise
Miles
Lee
Jack,
is gonna
that sometimes
gonna have
plays
a good
for
year.
Paz.
Yeah,
he's really good too.
We have a lot
he's
of favorite players.
It's a lot of great players.
No doubt. Question about in here. You mentioned the Thriller Tour. But this, you know, this venue, even before in the old Gator Bowl, big concerts came in here. The Stones came through here. U2 came through here just not that long ago. What other concerts in the stadium do you remember coming to? I mean, you came in 95, but there hasn't been as many since then. Well, if one stands out besides Michael Jackson.
You know, mainly sporting events. I mean, I remember coming and seeing the Jacksonville Bulls here with my dad and grandfather. USFL, I love that.
It didn't last long, did it?
It didn't last long, but it was fun while it lasted. I think that helped us get this team, though, because it seemed like the city came out for the Jacksonville Bulls.
Yeah.
I think that led to the Jags in some way. And then what was it, the Colts owner helicoptered in here?
That's true, yeah.
Kind of dangled the team in front of the city and then bailed. But, you know, we think about Wayne Weaver and what they did. It's amazing this town got the team when it did. I don't know if it would have happened at any other time, so we're lucky to have Shot in here and kind of
very lucky.
Just putting it further into the soil of the city, because I think the city needs this team, and vice versa.
And the city needs good. Shad Khan too. Yeah.
Well, let's touch on that a little bit. Your interaction with Shad. How often have you interacted with the Jags owner, and what kind of guy is he to you?
I mean, we've met him a few times. The time you sang the anthem, we ran into him down here. I've run into him a few times at different Super Bowls. This last one, I got to spend some time with him. But, I mean, he is a sharp, sharp guy, man. And just very personable, and he's somebody you can root for.
Absolutely.
I think everybody's in Shad's corner.
I met him at that one Super Bowl, and I remember I had my – you know how you have to have your clear bag?
Okay,
I had my
nice.
Jags one.
Very nice.
And it was a Super Bowl in San Francisco. He's like, look, there's a Jag clear bag. I was like, yay, I brought my Jag bag.
And it turns out the other guy at the table with him was Paul Harden, who was one of his attorneys. And,
sure.
And he goes, Trucks, I was in your grandfather's CDC class. He was about
CCD?
CCD class, yeah, his Sunday school class. So he knew Claude Trucks, and he knew my dad and my
it's
uncle.
It's a small
and
world.
Yeah, and he knew all the Truckses.
Big city, small town.
That's for sure,
And we've
man.
Seen the Jags over in London, too.
Yep. We played Royal Albert Hall the same. Or we had the day off after the show when the Jags were playing San Francisco. Wasn't a very good game, but it was a lot of fun.
But I'm glad they won last year. That was exciting.
The last 2 years.
Yeah.
I think they finally figured it out.
They figured out this is our home team advantage. We got to win.
We have Baltimore there this year, so hopefully we can keep that going.
That would be good.
But I remember everyone wears the Jags scarves over there.
So yes.
I love it.
You have them?
Oh, yeah. I have one from that one trip.
Yeah.
I bring one back every year.
That's great.
Here, part two of Tedeschi Trucks interview next week. We'll get into the opening of Daily's Place, the new live album, set list selection processes, and much, much more. We appreciate their time late last week. Hope to see everyone at Everbank Field Thursday night for the first round of the draft. And if you can't make it out, check out all the coverage on Jaguars.com. Our thanks, as always, to Jaguars manager of radio, Joe Fortunato. And thanks to you for listening to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.